Good morning, Jade Hamm with the Source News for 4EB Radio. Rapidly rising statistics show surge in prescriptions used to treat anxiety in children has increased by almost one-third over the past year. So, what is the cause of this increase? Is it the consequences of the COVID-19 pandemic, social media, or perhaps an exhausted mental health care system with limited access to therapeutical practitioners? Dr. Andrew Leach is a GP with a special interest in paediatric mental health. He discusses some of the reasons why children are more frequently presenting with symptoms of anxiety.
Being lost, social connection, sleep, bullying, self-esteem. Parents are a lot busier. Many families who have struggled and broken down, and how difficult that can be going between different households. I don't think it's just COVID. You know, the effects of social media is massive. It has to be massive in what that's doing with children's mental health.
Not only are the external causes of anxiety in children increasing, but the cost of psychiatrists has gone up. More affordable therapists have a longer wait time, and psychologists for children are harder to get into, especially for those families in rural areas, causing a larger gap between first presentation and treatment.
The government did have 20 funded sessions on the mental health plan during COVID, now dropped back down to 10.
PhD candidate in the Critical and Ethical Mental Health Research Group at the Robson Research Institution, Julie Clough, reveals a growing trend around the world of GPs using off-label antipsychotics to treat anxiety in children.
Antipsychotics are more often being prescribed for children and adolescents for anxiety. And that's a particular concern because antipsychotics are incredibly potent drugs. There's a lot of very negative side effects that are associated with them. That's why none of them are actually approved by the TGA for treatment in children for anxiety.
Dr. Leach is extremely cautious during his consent process with children due to the high risk of suicidal thoughts and self-harm during the early stages of being on medication. Both he and Julie Clough are concerned about the limited research available in Australia.
It's really hard to find research on this. I don't think drug companies are that keen on researching medication on children. So a lot of the studies I've looked at are probably international US-based studies.
It's still a case of there's not a lot of good research out there.
Julie uses the term therapeutic orphans to describe children due to the safety concerns and ethical issues that surround clinical trials being done on medication for paediatric use.
There isn't a lot of evidence for their efficacy. It's too risky to have them in trial. It's too unethical. But there is a very large growing database for their harms, the harms of using any of these drugs in children and adolescents.
Selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors are commonly used to treat anxiety in children. I spoke to Stephanie about the conversations around her son going on escitalopram, also known as Lexapro.
My 14-year-old son has had some struggles and has been on Lexapro for his anxiety since late 2022. His father was definitely concerned about whether or not it was just a blanket fix or if he was just going through the normal struggles of being a teenager.
Stephanie has noticed a positive change in her son's moods, social experiences with others, school and overall attitude towards life.
We are all very happy with how he's adapted to it.
While some children have reported positive outcomes from medication, the increase in prescriptions continues to raise questions about the causes and brings awareness to side effects, risks, and the pressing need for more research on the effects these medications have on a child's brain chemistry.